Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. President Trump's influence on politics hasn't been limited to U.S. elections and governing. The so-called populism he practices has also popped up in places like Brazil and the Philippines, and in the vote by U.K. voters to depart the European Union. In a column printed in The Republic over the weekend, John Gabriel argues this is not just a short-term issue. And with me for his weekly appearance to talk about that is the newspaper's editorial director, Phil Boas. Phil, what is at the core of John Gabriel's argument?
John is looking at elites in both parties and their notion that Trump may just be a one-off, that, you know, we have this weird moment in American history and that it'll go back to normal. And he is saying, look around the world. Take a look at Latin America, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and Australia, and you will see political movements that are very much like what we've seen with Trumpism in America. You know, a whiff of populism and restrictive immigration policy and things like that, a lot of similarities.
How much is driven by fear, and why are we as humans so susceptible to the negative as opposed to thinking, well, things could get better?
I've believed, and with all due respect to John Gabriel, who I admire a lot, I think he's a great columnist, I think there is a strong craving for normalcy, and I think we'll eventually go back to it. I think there will be a time 25 years from now when we'll look back at the Trump era and think, did that really happen in America? And maybe I'm one of those elites or something, but I just don't think – I think the mold is broken on Donald Trump. I've never seen anybody like him in my lifetime, nobody who comes close who can get away with the kinds of things that he does. You know, Gabriel talks about not having to wince when you see a tweet from a president, you know, as you do with Donald Trump. But we've sort of grown used to it with Trump. We realize now it's all priced into who he is, that Trump doesn't do nice. Trump does jerk. That's who he is. He's a bad boy president, and we've gotten used to it. And guess what? Our allies have too. They used to light their hair on fire every time they read a tweet from him, and they don't anymore. They understand that this is sort of the man. He's an unusual guy.
If the person who succeeds Trump ends up sort of taking things from his playbook, maybe not quite as obnoxious, maybe not quite as tweet-centered, but someone like that who's at, you know, does one put us on a definitely a worse path? I mean, if we have what you're talking about, maybe this is just a blip, is that okay? And if it's not a blip, are we really in trouble as a country for a while?
Well, I think what Trump has done is that he has disrupted American politics. So one thing that John says, and I strongly agree with, is that politics aren't going to look the same. They're going to change. And I think Trump has created this space. He's burned out all the old growth with the way he has run his administration and done things. And it's going to create space for new coalitions, new ways of thinking on both the left and the right. And we're seeing that. Look at the ferment within the Democratic Party right now. All those candidates and all those ideas coming forward. I mean, so that's happening on the left, but it's also happening on the right, where people are rethinking what is conservatism.
Well, and that's from the political philosophy standpoint. What about civility? We'd be naive if we think that civility is always really civil. Sometimes people are just not being honest with each other. But is it better to have someone who is brash, like a President Trump, who at least, even though he seems to change his mind every 5 seconds based on what we see, at least he's out there just sort of saying whatever? Or is it better to have that polite conversation and maybe after you leave the meeting, you're saying, I'm not going to do a deal with that person, but at least we got along during the meeting?
So I think Trump is the expression of a lot of pent-up frustration on the right that finally came to the fore. It was frustration not just with Democrats and not just with Obama, but also with Republicans like John McCain and George W. Bush, who they felt were too conciliatory to the left. And so they wanted somebody who was going to throw punches for them, and they got somebody who was nasty and willing to do it. And they have a fighter for them, like a lot of the factions in America, these various special interest groups have fighters who are leading their movements, you know. So you have the white majority came up with their own, and they've got a fighter, a guy who throws punches. He's nasty, and he's going to stick to their issues and advance their causes, and that's what's happening.
Yeah. Okay, Phil, thanks.
Thanks.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.